AM has been told that oil and gas producer Woodside Petroleum plans to abandon its proposed gas processing hub at James Price Point, north of Broome in Western Australia. The company is expected to make an announcement to the stock exchange this morning. Woodside refused to comment when contacted by AM. There's been staunch, broad opposition to the $45 billion Browse project from environmentalists, residents and businesses, as well as some traditional owners. Here's National Resources reporter Sue Lannan.
Woodside Petroleum's Browse LNG project is potentially bigger than the North West Shelf, Australia's largest oil and gas development. The aim of the $45 billion venture is to process gas from the Browse Basin off the northwest coast of Western Australia. But now it seems the difficulties of getting Browse off the ground could have grounded the development. David Lennox is a resources analyst with Fat Profits.
We'll probably actually see a delay now in further developments around the LNG network up on the north coast of Western Australia. We do think that Woodside will, just at this point in time, actually delay making a final decision, and they will eventually again approach the West Australian government to actually source a floating platform.
One of Woodside's partners in the project, Royal Dutch Shell, prefers offshore floating LNG plants rather than onshore processing. The project has been opposed by environmentalists, although traditional owners have signed a native title agreement. The Western Australian leader Colin Barnett has staked his premiership on Browse because the project would create thousands of jobs and bring more royalties to Western Australia. Yesterday, Mr. Barnett denied in Parliament he'd been told by Woodside that it was abandoning the project.
I have continual discussions with Woodside, and it's not for me to comment publicly, particularly to market-sensitive information as to what decisions might be. By July, we will know what the situation is.
The speculation was also fuelled by news that some contractors in the regional centre of Broome had been told to stop work on the project. Marianne Peterson, the executive officer of the Broome Chamber of Commerce, spoke to ABC Regional Radio.
Some people have been told not to proceed with certain activities that were planned. I don't think we need or should read too much into that. It may well be that Woodside already have enough information to make a decision.
Australia has around $200 billion worth of LNG projects in the pipeline, but the projects have been plagued by cost blowouts and delays. David Lennox says Woodside is weighing up the economics of Browse.
The $45 billion proposed capital expenditure to build that particular hub, that's a significant amount of money. And as we've seen now with a number of the LNG programs that are either in construction now or have been just completed, we're certain that that number would probably rise and quite significantly.
David Lennox from Fat Profits, resource analysts, ending that report by Sue Lannan.